USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Al-Shabaab extremists overran a key military base used by United States counterterror forces in Kenya, destroying U.S. aircraft and vehicles. It was the Al-Qaeda-linked group's first attack against U.S. forces in the East African country. Al-Shabaab, based in neighboring Somalia, claimed responsibility, and they assert that 9 Kenyan soldiers were killed and 7 United States aircraft destroyed. The U.S. military said initial reports reflect damage to infrastructure and equipment only. A deadly crash involving a passenger bus and multiple vehicles on the Pennsylvania Turnpike left at least 6 dead and dozens injured, shutting down a large portion of the highway. Officials now say at least 60 people, ranging from age 7 to 52, were hospitalized with injuries after the crash. National Transportation Safety Board investigators are on the scene. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL, or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC, paid for and responsible for the content of this message, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. rootwall.com.
Israel's prime minister raises eyebrows with a remark he makes at a meeting. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Reports are during a weekly cabinet meeting on Sunday, Benjamin Netanyahu made the comment discussing a new Israel gas pipeline project, saying, "The significance of this project is we are turning Israel into a nuclear power." He then quickly corrected himself and said energy power, and the report says, with a smile, he continued his discourse. Israel has never confirmed or denied that it has nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The new year has opened with Bernie Sanders in his best standing yet against the field in Iowa and New Hampshire. He's in a three-way first-place tie with Joe Biden and Pete Buttigieg. All three are at 23% and would get a similar number of delegates out of the caucuses if they were to take place today. Meanwhile, Elizabeth Warren has slipped in New Hampshire since November. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A San Diego Superior Judge ruled that owners of a porno website owe 22 women $12.7 million. USA's Wendy King has the story.
Michael Pratt and Matthew Wolf, owners of the website Girls Do Porn, were among the 13 defendants. The judge said the women would retain the ownership rights to their images that appear on the videos. He also ordered the owners to take down the videos from their site and other sites on the Internet. The lawsuit accused the defendants of taking advantage of women in financially vulnerable situations and took calculated steps to falsely assure the models that their videos would never be posted online. The defendants were charged in federal court in October for sex trafficking crimes in connection with the website. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The city of Philadelphia has agreed to pay $4.15 million to a man who spent 24 years in prison for a murder he didn't commit, the largest such payouts in Pennsylvania history. City officials agreed to settle a civil rights lawsuit filed by Sean Thomas, who was 20 when he was convicted of second-degree murder in the 1990 robbery and killing. He received an automatic life sentence. Thomas, now 45, has said he was in custody on the day of the killing for an unrelated crime involving the attempted theft of a motorcycle. His murder conviction was vacated in 2017, and the district attorney's office opted not to retry the case. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.